Good morning, 90333105. Let me say hello to Alice, who's online too. Morning, Alice.
Morning, Frank. Hi, how are you?
Alice, I'm not too bad. You seem a million miles away from your telephone. Could you come a wee bit closer to it?
I'm right at it, actually.
That sounds better to me now. A wee bit of echo, however, we can handle this. What's your problem, Alice?
Well, I just wanted to tell a bit of a sad story of our not-so-happy New Year. And there's a bunch of us who were up walking in the Mourns, the Northern Ireland Young Walkers. And we were planning to go up Slieve Comedy to watch the sunset. And then some of us were going to just have a rest in the woods and then go up and watch the sunrise on Slieve Donard. And so obviously you're not going to bring, you know, your cooking stoves and so on up to the top of Comedy when, you know, you don't need to. So we stashed them in the woods thinking that they were out of sight and they were safe enough there. And we came down and unfortunately most of our stuff was stolen. And this was just within 2 hours of us going up Slieve Comedy, which is at sunset on New Year's Eve. Yeah. So
how well did you hide the materials?
I mean, they would have been visible if you'd been walking randomly through the forest. But I mean, most people going up there would stick to the main tracks. They weren't visible at all from the main tracks, and also it was very dark. You know, so by the time we got down, it was dark. I know people have done that before in the past. It's maybe not the wisest thing to leave your stuff. You know, but we kind of. In the mountains, we kind of assume that most people in the mountains are mountain people and like-minded people, and you meet some brilliant people up there, so we kind of thought that it was going to be safe enough.
How low a level were you hiding the gear?
Oh, I mean, it was still at least half an hour's walk up the mountain, so, you know, it wasn't anywhere near the car park, no way, and it was well off the main track in the forest.
Yeah, so, and the kit, worth about 900 quid, the stuff that was lifted?
Well, actually, initially, they took about 7 bags, so we're talking about 7 grand. Probably, you know, each bag would be between sort of 700 or 800 and a grand's worth of kit. We're talking, you know, like bivy bags, tents, sleeping bags, down jackets. You know, everybody who does that kind of thing would have their best kit out at that time of year because it is so cold. And, so initially there were 7 bags taken and just 2 left. And later on in the evening, after we'd gone down and got some food and decided what to do, one of our group members went up to look for the bags and actually found most of them. But unfortunately, one girl's bag is still missing, and that includes about £900 worth of gear.
So it could be lying in the mountains somewhere, or someone could be trying to flog it, or maybe that was the only one they could carry the whole way back to wherever they're based. What are we looking out for?
Yeah, so we're looking out for a red rucksack, and it's got quite a lot of contents in it, which, you know, it would include a sleeping mat and a sleeping bag, down jackets, stove, you know, a very sort of specialist equipment that you use in the mountains. Yeah, so the girl who actually lost the stuff is she also works in outdoor education, and so she'll be very much missing her kit. And I know, because I work in outdoor ed, that it means a lot to you, that kind of kit.
Well, Alice, I'm sorry to hear that. It's not the best of lines, but I'll read out what's in that bag and see it coming up there in front of me on the screen. And indeed, we'll put out a request, anyone in the mountains maybe, to look out for it. And if someone has taken it down to a lower level and just abandoned it, do let us know. Maybe someone's trying to flog it. You could let us know about that as well. Sadly, someone who's maybe taken their first tentative steps towards a bit of climbing in the mountains may have come across it, a dishonest individual, and maybe using it. But it's certainly against the spirit of the outdoor game, Alice.
Absolutely. What we've actually done is we've set up a crowdfunding page as well to try and raise some money among the outdoor community so that we can help replace the kit, particularly for that member who's lost all her stuff.
Okay, Alice, thanks indeed for letting us know about it. Shame on you if you're the person that lifted it. Maybe if you abandoned it, you could let us know roughly where it is, and we'll send the St Bernard to get it. But it's £900 worth, a young woman with a lot of kit in there. I'm looking at some of the stuff that she would have in it, and it's got to do with her tent and the rucksack and the skillet pan and the side panels of the sleeping bag and down jackets, and there's a bivy bag, there's a rucksack liner, there's all the stuff that you would expect indeed to see a fully kitted out person having, about 7 or 8 other items there as well, including items of clothing. So there will also be a navy branded hat that says Tullymore National Outdoor Centre. It's a big massive red rucksack. If you find it, you can let us know. 90 333 105.